Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2-6. And now the Mishnah wants to ask the question, how far one obligations go with regards to your obligation to publicize what you found, meaning when have you done what you had to do, and you can sort of say, I fulfilled my biblical obligation of hachrazah, of announcement. So we have two basic shitas. Reb Meir's shita is, as long as the local people know, they're the ones who live around the place where this thing was lost, and therefore they're the most likely people to have lost it, so that's sufficient. Reb Yehuda says, no, you have to make an effort to let every Jew in the world know about it. And therefore he gives a whole different approach. So here we see the Mishnah inside. V'admasai chayav l'hachriz. And just how long do you have to go on trying to publicize the fact that you found this object? Ad k'dei sheyedu vo shcheinav, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, until all the neighbors, literally, know about it, meaning all the people local to where the thing was lost, that's sufficient, because those ones who probably lost it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shalosh shogalim. He says, no, you're going to have to do the announcing in Jerusalem, because in Yerushalayim, that's where everyone goes. That's, he'll get access to every Jew. So for the next three regalim, three pilgrimage festivals, and everyone's going to Yerushalayim, you have to make an effort to publicize it. Now, obviously, the reason why three is because obviously not everyone could make it every time. People get sick, people have other, you know, circumstances beyond their control, which make it that they can't go for a given regal. But the assumption is, after three regalim, after three festivals, you know, Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, at that point, everyone's been to Yerushalayim, and therefore everyone had a fair chance. And more than that, there's a Gemara in Tainus that says there was this thing called the Evan Toen, this like a lost and found, this rock for claiming things, where people would essentially, who found stuff would go there, and who lost stuff would go there, and that's how they could track down their missing objects. So it says the Mishnah, specifically, you go there for those three regalim, and for each of the three regalim, you would publicize it, announce it, saying after the first one, you'd say, this is your first chance. I found this, you know, this Megillas Esther. Is it yours? And then the second time you go, I found this Megillas Esther. Is it yours? The third time, you wouldn't say it the third time. You just say, you know, Megillas Esther, I found it. Is it yours? Then says the Mishnah, you're not done. V'achar ha-regel ha-achron shiva yomim. You have to actually linger around in Yerushalayim for 7 more days. After that third holiday, because k'dei she'yelech levei so shlosha, because a person who might have lost the Megillah who doesn't know, he'll have to go back home to check. That could take up to 3 days, depending, you know, people could live, you know, closer or farther, but that's the mission, that was enough of an assumption. 3 days, v'yachzer shlosha, then it takes him 3 days to come back again, and then v'yachzer yom echad, according to the Bar Tanura, he, the guy who lost it, will have to spend the day, you know, finding you and saying, where's the guy who found the Megillah? It's mine, I have the simanim, and so on. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's approach. Now, obviously, this is predicated on the assumption there's a base of Mikdash, there are people going, making a Lila regal, and so on. Bottom line is, halacha l'maisa, the din is, we assume that if you've publicized it to your, like your local community, where you found it, you know, and put up a notice in the shul, whatever the story is, that would be sufficient, or the like, put on the telephone pole where it was found, and that would be sufficient, because that's all that you can practically do.